This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Coming up, Hill Notes at 9:20. Still time to leave a voice note for us on any topic on the Odyssey app. But right now, the Red Sox front office report this week brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. And it is Sam Kennedy, the president of the Boston Red Sox, who joins us this week. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. We're hanging in there.
Yeah, hanging in there, and we were earlier during They Said It, we talked a little bit about Garrett Crochet, who was very kind and generous toward the front office and Alex Cora when it came to being yanked last night. I wanted to ask you about that balance, because you got a guy who is – as Wiggy said earlier, dealing and has been dealing and wants to stay in there. How do you guys balance that with the fact that it is a long season and you need him hopefully well into the fall?
Yeah, it's really hard, because you just said it. He's dealing and in the moment, you know, he's looking the way he looks, and then you make a decision that is really rooted in sort of the overall best health of the team. But those are the hard decisions that that our guys have to make night in and night out. We're preparing for 162, but you know, in the moment, you know, you certainly don't want to see a guy like that come out of the game when he's doing what he's doing. But obviously, everybody knows he has not pitched a full slate of games over 162, and you know, he's so strong and young and building up. We just got to make sure everybody stays healthy, but it's hard. Baseball in the moment is really hard, but you got to think about the next several weeks as well. It's a difficult balance.
Sam, I think a lot of media and fans tried to paint a picture that Crochet was upset with what happened last night. Obviously, we heard from him. He didn't seem upset. But there's a bigger narrative around this Red Sox team right now that there might be a communication issue, whether it was with Rafi Devers and John Henry having to fly out to talk to him. What would you say to fans that think that right now, where we stand?
Well, I actually think we have a lot of great, open, honest, candid conversations. I think the narrative is probably more accurate to say there's a lot of frustration right now. I don't think anybody, including our fan base, thinks this is a 500 team. It's not acceptable, not what we anticipated coming out of Fort Myers. Expectations internally, externally were a lot higher. So when that happens, when you fall short of expectations in the early going, I totally understand that you can point to different reasons. But the reality is we're just not getting it done yet, but we got a lot of confidence that this group is built to do a lot better than 500, and we got to get going. We got to start winning some series. That's the key thing. And start to push as we get into June.
I know you're not Craig Breslow, you're not Alex Cora, but just from your perspective, what primarily, primarily what is driving that that not being where you thought you might be at this point?
Well, we just haven't we sort of feel like we haven't clicked quite yet, and we've shown signs of it. We had that long Friday night game in Kansas City, and it was frustrating. And, you know, we had all those one-run losses to start the season. And it sort of felt like, all right, we're going to kick things into gear here. We win that series in Kansas City, and then all of a sudden we have that awful series in Detroit where we just got swept. It was tough. And then tough Braves series, come back. We win the series against the Mets that we're just coming off of, so that's a good sign. But it just doesn't feel like we're clicking on all cylinders. But I do believe this is a group that that will start to click and we'll get going here. But there's been a lot. There's been times when the bullpen has looked absolutely elite, time when we've struggled, times we've struggled on the bases, times we've taking that extra base and really put pressure on the defense with our speed and youth. So it's just been kind of been up and down. We just haven't found our groove yet, but hopefully we will. And no better time, as I say, when the calendar starts to turn to June.
Sam, did you guys underestimate the impact of Bregman coming in this offseason and being the third baseman as it relates to the chemistry in Rafael Devers?
Well, he's been outstanding. I mean, the play on the field obviously speaks for itself, but his leadership has been tremendous and just an incredible addition. So it's been just what the doctor ordered, and really, really glad that we have Alex Bregman in our lineup.
But I was asking specifically about the reaction to his addition. Did you guys maybe expect a reaction that didn't come to fruition when it came to what it meant for Devers and his roster spot?
No, I think, look, we have a job to do here, and that's do everything in our power to improve the team through player development, through trades, through signings. And that's exactly what we did. We went out and got a Gold Glover and a big bat, big right-handed bat, which is what we needed. And we're focused this offseason on doing everything we could to improve the team, and we absolutely did that by adding Alex Bregman.
Sam, when did it change the mindset of, like, innings pitched that starting pitches will go? Because is it an analytics thing, or is it something more of a training staff thing that these guys now, like, a quality start is, you know, like 4 or 5 innings where it used to be 7?
Yeah, it's a good question, Wiggy. I mean, each pitcher, it's pretty extraordinary, has a plan that goes back to the offseason, late October, November, all the way through spring training, and then into the season. There's a whole workload that's mapped out, and the number one goal is to keep guys healthy. And we've seen just this explosion of injuries in baseball, and especially related to pitchers. We all know, guys learning that missing bats is valued in the big leagues, and going with max velocity, max spin rate, has created an environment where guys do get hurt. And so what we have to do is try to have guys miss bats, but also stay healthy and stay off of the IL. So it's been an industry problem, and we're all working to try and make sure that when you have a guy at the top of the rotation, you do everything you can to keep him healthy. So it's been going on the last several years, and something that everyone across baseball is tackling, and no one's found the golden ticket or solution to the issue. But the team that stays the healthiest usually is going to be there in the end.
As we sit here on May 22nd, do you guys have a firm final plan when it comes to first base?
No, I mean, right now you've seen guys like Abraham Toro and Nick Sogard and Romy stepping up, and guys are starting to work out there. There's been a lot of conversations internally, externally, just thinking about solutions, and those conversations continue. So no firm plan. Most importantly, we just got to try and run a group out there every night that's going to win ball games.
Did you feel like we haven't had the chance to talk to you, Sam, since it happened? Did you feel like the trip to Kansas City with John Henry and yourself was productive? And what was your goal in your trip? And do you feel like it's been satisfied?
Yeah, I do, Chris. It was a really good trip. I mean, the purpose was to go out and make sure that we had a chance to visit with different members of the team and the staff and just reinforce the expectations from the very, very top of the organization. It was John Henry's idea to go out there and have a few different conversations, which we'll keep internal. But it was a very clear, candid message about our expectations, about our commitment to winning. And it was a really good visit, and I'm glad that we did it. You know, it was important point in the season, albeit early. We have an extreme sense of urgency. We have over these last couple of decades around winning, and John just wanted to express that message to the players and had several good conversations.
Is it safe to say, Sam, that Devers is going to stay at DH? It's not going to be a first base situation for him?
I think we'll continue to work through it, Courtney. No firm decisions are made. I think the most important thing is that he continues to do what he's doing in the middle of the lineup. And but look, everyone needs to do what's in the best interest of the team. And most importantly, that's, you know, getting the best out of everybody, including offensive production. You know, making a move from whether it's third base to first base or DH to first base, it's not the easiest thing in the world, but we're all pushing towards the same goal of getting everyone ready to be where they need to be to win games. And that's what we need to do. But Rafi's, you know, the guy is World Series champion. He's been in that clubhouse longer than anybody, part of the Red Sox family. We've known him since he was literally a teenage kid, and really, really support him. And also it's good to have honest and direct conversations that, you know, just probably best to have face to face.
We are well aware that Wiggy is easy to buy off. It cost you a bag of merch at spring training a couple years ago. I have a coworker here who, quite frankly, I am tired of listening to whine on the radio.
I'm sorry, Greg.
Not you in this case, Curtis.
Okay.
with regard to the new City Connects, my guy, Rich Keefe, did not get one. Is it possible that we could shut him up by getting a jersey over here, the new City Connects?
We'll have to go back and scan the last 10 years of comments that Rich Keefe has made about the club. But assuming those all check out in the positive scale, then no problem.
Okay. I'm guessing probably, what is he, a large? And then he could just stop whining about it.
Yeah, other people have them at the radio station. I'm sure he'll just steal one if he doesn't get it.
Courtney. Ooh.
Those are $225, yeah. The City Connect jerseys. Yeah, I was looking at one.
Well, Wiggy, right. I'm sure the feedback is huge on those, right, Sam?
Yeah, well, they've been really, really popular, and kudos to the team and our group internally for putting it all together. I met the people from Nike that did the design, and literally they've been working on them for 3 years. It's pretty extraordinary what goes into it. But yeah, they came out great, and frankly a lot less controversial than, you know, I always think there's going to be. I guess I'm a kind of old school, you know, Red Sox home whites and road grays kind of person, and then you realize like these are not for, you know, not for those of us who have been around for a long time. It's about connecting Nike's new uniforms to the city and the ballpark. And they've been extremely popular, especially with young fans. And that's the goal. So I'm glad people like them. And you'll see this practice continue.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time. We will talk to you again soon.
And hopefully you are playing baseball in weather that is above 50 degrees or whatever it was yesterday.
Yeah. Welcome to Memorial Day weekend in New England, right? Unbelievable.
All right, Sam. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Take care.
Sam Kennedy. That was...
I had to. It was a layup. It was... I had to.
Yeah, I thought he was talking about you because you want a City Connect jersey,
no,
right?
No, I brought it up. I was the first to ask Sam about the City Connects, and I've liked them from the beginning.
Was that?
But when it was leaked online,
I remember
I said,
that.
Sam, there's, can you confirm or deny
I
these
think
are...
it was on the afternoon show and you stole it.
No, I remember that. Yeah. I remember that was a
Thank
while
you
ago.
For not forgetting.
And you were like, oh, the,
I like
the jerseys are nice. They're $225 for those jerseys. I looked
Pricey.
At them and the sweatshirt is nice. And the other thing that's so nice that I ended up buying like a day after was the wool hats.
Oh.
The City Connect wool winter hats. Mm. Those are straight fire.
You're loaded up. You're You're full. Your team Red Sox.
I mean, I'm team all sports, but like team, all local sports. I don't wear any other jerseys.
You love the Bo Sox.
Yeah, I got a ton of Celtics gear. I got a ton of Patriots gear.
You're a merch
guy. Yeah, but it's only for the local teams. I don't know. I feel awkward when I wear other team
all
sweatshirts.
Right. We got to get to Courtney and to what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox dropped the last one to the Mets. 5-1 the final from Fenway. Garrett Crochet went 5 1/3, giving up a run on 5 hits while striking out 5. The guys now turn their attention to the Orioles at Fenway. First pitch at 6:45 with Lucas Giolito taking the mound. Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Perfecting the Art of Fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. In the NBA, it took overtime in the Knicks giving up a 17-point fourth-quarter lead, but the Pacers take one against the Knicks in New York, 138-135 the final. And in the NHL, the Stars take game one against the Oilers in Dallas, 6-3 the final in this one. Some sad news in the NFL. Colts owner Jim Irsay has died at the age of 65. He died peacefully in his sleep. And let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever, the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Jones and Keith coming up at 10, and then we're going to hop into our vehicles and drive right into the eye of the Cape Cod Nor'easter, and we will see you tonight. Pre-game tonight at the Trading Post begins at 7:30, and tomorrow morning, roadshow number 2, and we are nonstop with roadshows now all the way up until July.
Yep.
So roadshow number 2 tomorrow morning. And that is at the Lobster Trap in Bourne, kicking off Memorial Day weekend.
And I just want a PSA quickly.
Yes.
6 years ago to the day I went to Hawaii, and when I was there, the show I was working on got canceled. I'm going back at the end of the roadshow season, so it may be our last roadshow season. So head on out and meet everybody, because it might be your last chance.
That's the Curtis Hawaii jinx.
Yep.
Is that what that
it's
is?
It's just like you and Tom Petty.
This is Adam from Framingham. Hello, Adam.
Yeah, can I just address Sam and his catchphrase of extreme urgency and how embarrassingly disingenuous it is and how he just keeps regurgitating it?
Yes.
And we finish last every year and we're 500 again and we're running out of shortstop. Story, just a couple facts for everybody listening. Trevor Story is 13 for his last 100 with one extra base hit, which is almost friggin' impossible. In his year since he's been here, he's at 238, 203, 255, and now 232. We just keep running him out there. Extreme urgency, right?
Yeah.
You got your ace on the mound. You have Whitlock, Chapman, Slayton. Every bullpen guy is down. And you predetermined this night that he's going to throw 85 pitches. You couldn't ramp him back on his next start when our bullpen is healthy. It's so stupid. Christian Campbell hitting 231.
Adam, is it alarming to you, because it was to me, that Sam just said that there's really no plan at first base?
It's not alarming, Greg, because the guy's a moron and has been lying through his teeth since the second you think of shoot Sam and Story to the sun. In my opinion, like there's nothing they're doing. Like, does anybody even know Christian Campbell's hitting 231? We have Sogard at first. Sedan Rafael is hitting 230 in center. We have two guys mashing in AAA. One that plays short and one that plays the outfield, and they're just sitting there.
Yeah,
and we don't care if we win. It's almost June.
Well, they started off good. Story did start off good, and so did Campbell. But I think their plan at first base might be Campbell. It might be Chris, because they've been working him over there a lot. Maybe that's their plan, to move him to first base. Hmm. And then
the signing of Story was such an impulsive, idiotic decision that's ramifications we're feeling and we will feel for a long time. Like, they came out of the lockout or the strike, whatever the hell it was. They don't even call Schwarber. Fans get mad, they have to do something, and they sign Story to a $120 million deal to play a position where the best player is currently playing in Xander Bogaerts. You alienate Bogaerts, pissing off for his final year here, then Bogaerts leaves for nothing, and you're stuck with Story, who misses two seasons because of injury.
Awful. This is Alex. Hello, Alex.
Yeah, no, Curtis, you're right on track. Trevor Story freaking blows.
Sucks.
He's blown since day one. He's injury prone. He sucks. But, no, you're right. Kennedy talking about he has no idea about first base. What a moron. And, Curtis, you're right. They didn't know what they were doing in the offseason. Why are you messing with third base? You can't sit here today and tell me that Devers' errors were the sole reason that the Red Sox have been stuck in neutral the past 5 years. So, yes, Bregman's a great hitter. But you kind of screw with the dynamics of the team. Now they're like, oh, Devers, go to first base. That's just not the issue. So something needs to change here. We need a first baseman. Where's Lou?
So then Alex didn't want Bregman, it seems like.
Well,
because Alex Cora?
No, the Alex that was just on the phone, because he said you messed with the dynamics.
No, he's saying that basically this argument that bringing Bregman in at that position has disrupted the chemistry of the team because Devers is unhappy with it. And so
Devers is your best hitter.
And that you didn't have to do it.
Yeah, so. But Devers is your best hitter. Like that part, maybe in the beginning of the season, okay. But then now Devers is, he's hitting the ball all over the place. So I don't think he's disappointed or not happy at all. I think he's very happy with his position. The question is, you can't really blame the front office.
Yeah.
They went out and got you everything you asked for.
My takeaway from Sam is that there is no love lost with Devers. And Courtney asked the question, it was a great question, about will Devers play first base? It's a simple answer. You know, we're working our way through it, whatever. But Devers is not going to play first, and they're not happy about it, so they're not going to give him the out by saying he's not doing it.
Yeah.
But it has been, I think, a bumpy start for the first half of the season for Alex Cora, in that that was his guy. He publicly was very open about the desire to bring in Bregman.
And he's been awesome, by the way.
He's been a great acquisition.
He has been.
But if you're going to go out there as the manager of the team and say this is the right guy, you should have a better understanding of what Devers needs from you in that process.
All right, Hill Notes are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, you got to call Coleman.
It's electric!
Jackson here, and I just wanted to congratulate Greg on his epic dismantling of Scheim yesterday. It's not all about the caddy, it's about the golfer. Kudos to you, brother. And I just wanted to touch upon my lead yesterday. After some research, I found that my father's baseball was not signed by Babe Ruth, but actually by Bob Ruth, who was a local barfly and drunken vagabond. But hey, at least he's not a restaurant owner. Get your car towed when you're trying to run across the street for 2 freaking minutes to get vape juice.
That guy is so good.
Jackson guy is great.
Oh, can we have Jackson guy fill in for one of us in the summer?
Yes.
Just ask Jackson.
Coco, darling. Oh, it's Trivial Bestie Love. Oh, I'm in another luxurious bachelorette in wine country, dear, and the ladies and I will be teeing off at Pebble Beach, naturally. Oh, I wanted to comment on the golf match, dear. Gregory Hill looks so debonair out there in his skinny jeans, dear, putting from the rough. Oh, what a one-sided victory for the people's champion, love.
I have now started sending these to my friend who he is impersonating.
Yes.
And he loves it. Yeah. TJ loves it.
Oh,
he
does? Is an actual friend of yours he's impersonating?
Yes. Yeah, haven't you seen him? The dude gets invited to every one of their bachelorette parties.
I've never seen
him. It's the same one that I was in Miami with for Taylor Swift, and we were sharing a bed, and people were upset.
Yeah, you guys sleep in the same bed, you and TJ.
Yeah, we usually are put together, bunked up.
Yeah. It's an interesting thing. No problem. Santo doesn't mind.
No.
No, he doesn't care?
No, and TJ's boyfriend doesn't mind either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Be careful, though. Have you heard some of the, you know, you got to be careful.
TJ's known me for over half my life. There is no sexual tension there.
Just be careful.
Yeah, no.
You know? Now, he gets invited to every bachelorette party, and go to a bachelorette party every weekend.
Really. Not every weekend. I've had one this year.
Most every weekend, yeah.
Oh.
Right.
But yes, he does get invited.
Greg, this weekend, starting Friday, Anime Boston. Get your tickets now before they sell out. Here's the plan. You bring the chuckles, I'll bring the furry costumes. It's going to be awesome. Please send Jackson to interview me so I can destroy Scheim worse than you did at golf this week in Pokemon Trivia. It's going to be so sweet.
Maybe we could do impromptu Savant v. Savant if any Pokemon Savants will be there tomorrow morning. I don't know.
Scheim's good at
I didn't know this weekend was Anime Boston.
Yeah. We should send Jackson out there and get some audio.
Yeah. I think it's great. Maybe I'll just go and enjoy myself and hang out with my people.
One place where I'll put my money on Scheim every time is when he's doing Pokemon.
I just don't understand how you're not going to see Dave. Like, you love Dave.
I got some stuff going on, Greg.
What do you have going on?
Also, to be completely honest with you, I thought Boston Calling was next weekend, not this weekend, so I never got tickets.
Okay
but you can get – what do you have to do? What's so important?
I got some stuff going on.
But you love –
What does that mean?
You can get stuff I don't want to talk about, Curtis. That's why I got stuff going on.
Okay. Is everything all right?
Oh, yeah. For the most part, yeah.
If I can get you tickets, would you go?
Probably not. It's going to be really bad weather.
Yeah, that stinks. I really want to see Luke Combs because he's headlining on tomorrow night.
Saturday's going to be all right, though.
And as someone who was just at a concert festival and standing in sand for like 5 hours, my knees and back are just not meant for another concert festival.
If you portend loudly that somebody is your favorite artist...
OAR is my favorite artist.
Oh, okay. Dave is second, right?
Dave would be on the Mount Rushmore.
Okay. With Mumford & Sons and the Killers. That's who
you have. No. It would be OAR, Dave, Jake Owen and J. Cole. That's my four.
Oh, okay. All right. I just think it's a shame to miss your favorite art, one of your favorite artists. When
I know. It is a bummer, but, you know, priorities, Greg. Mm-hmm.
There is one big generational difference because Shime's only, what, 8 years younger than me?
I think so. I'm 33.
Yeah. So, but, like, there is a bridge where, like, that 33-year-old gets very uptight when asked about things personally. Like, they've always been able to say it's a personal day. Whereas, like, we were the last people that, like, you actually had to give a reason for something.
Yeah, you have to actually have a reason
right.
for doing something.
And I'm not
something,
saying that, like, judgmentally. Yeah. It's just a noticeable
I mean,
difference.
To be fair, I mean, I feel like I share a pretty decent amount on this program.
You do.
And Shime, you
need many
do,
shots.
I need to do more of that, Shime. Mm-hmm. I'm an overshare. I need to, like, reel it in.
You really don't.
I think it's great for you, Courtney. You're doing a really good job.
You do a good job. And Shime, it'd be perfect for you because Dave, and I don't want to step on Curtis's toes here, Dave performs on Sunday, and I believe Curtis, Sunday's supposed to be nice, right?
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah,
oh,
so
interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Nor'easter will be out of here. It'll be in the mid-60s. Actually, perfect concert weather.
Yeah, and he performs on Sunday. Him and the Vampire Weekend, whoever the hell that is.
Vampire Weekend.
Public Enemy will be there.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, that'll be on Sunday.
It's a great lineup. It's a really, really good lineup.
Wiggy, you were so close to figuring it out. If Shime actually played golf for 4 hours, 3 days a week, he'd be an expert. And he's clearly not. But what is Shime an expert at? Pokemon. He's telling Miss Shime he's going to play golf each day. But he's really going to his friend's house in his blue sparkle wizard cap and cloak and bow staff and playing Pokemon 3 days a week for 4 hours.
Oh, there you go, Shime.
To be completely candid, I probably have played far more Pokemon than whatever 4 hours a day for 3 days a week is over the course of my life, and I do it right in front of my future wife. Not, I don't need to go
anywhere. She likes
anywhere.
It. She's turned on when you're playing.
I don't know if
Pokemon,
that's the right phrase,
Pokemon
but
Pokemon Go.
She appreciates my love for something.
Do you still play Pokemon Go?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Do like, you not, celebrate when you beat a
not as hardcore, but.
When you're on the way to the Cape, will you be looking to, like, on your app?
Well, no, Greg, it's dangerous to play while you're driving, but
okay, all right.
When that's I'm down the Cape walking around, maybe, well, if it's, you know, not raining too bad out, then, yeah, I might dabble.
Right. But there might be, you know, you never know, there might be a Pikachu right there under the Bourne Bridge or whatever.
Yeah, Greg, I have had a Pikachu since the day the game came out. Come on, I don't need that one.
I have a question. When kids are looking for me. Where kids are looking for Pikachus, what does that mean? Like, where is it like a digital thing on your phone? That
Yeah, so like when you, the app is, it looks like basically like a GPS and you have a character that's kind of walking around in almost like a real world GPS and then the Pokemon will just kind of spawn randomly and then you have to click on them and try and catch them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Golf recommendation for you on the Subaru of New England text line from a 978 texter.
Don't.
If you would, no. They
okay.
Suggestion that you take 2 weeks off and then quit the game.
Yeah. Well, when do you give up? When does a person give up on their hobbies?
Never.
No, but when you go like, all right, I go 3 days a week. I'm there for 4 hours a day.
I mean, I don't know how a man or a woman
mm-hmm.
can watch that drive on hole number 3 at Granite and ever return to the game again. I mean, that thing.
Right. Oh, I'll return in no time.
Yeah.
But why,
if he enjoys it.
Yeah, but there's Courtney.
I'm playing next Tuesday with
Courtney,
my dad.
With every, like, hobby, mm-hmm. you realize, all right, I'm putting way too much time in and I'm not getting better.
It's also a workout. Like, Shime.
Oh, give me
stop
a break.
Stop it, Courtney.
What? If
when do you get to the point where I'm just wasting money?
If Shime's walking 18, that's a good little workout.
You think also, Mike Loftus, our vice president of sales services, was saying to me that what makes it the most ridiculous is when you step back and like scope your drive out to see where to see where it's going.
Yeah, because Greg, most times I don't play that terribly, so like it actually matters. That's all. But it is what it is. Played awful. I was horrible.
You have no control over where it's going.
No,
so
I do.
Can I tell you? It's worked for me. Okay, I failed at everything. I'm a moron most times. I don't take a practice swing. I walk to the ball and I hit.
Good
it because,
for you. You have your routine. That's
just
part of golf.
The floor,
everybody has
player.
Their own routine.
Hold on
Curtis.
A second.
That's great. Don't care what you do. Nobody cares what you do
we'll
in golf. Actually, it's not like you played yesterday or the other day. Whatever.
I carried your bag very happily.
Because lost a bet.
Right, and I pay my bets. Except for tattoos.
Caddy's talking smack the whole time.
So I
rooting against me.
He was talking in your backswing. Some people pointed out on when you topped that ball 4 yards.
Right.
That's not why I topped the ball.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right. Okay.
I would just say the only thing that I can do as a golfer and control the ending is to be the guy that's always ready and not taking other people's time. Because the only thing worse than a bad golfer is a slow bad golfer.
Oh, I absolutely agree. That's why I keep it moving. I was leading the pack half the time walking.
Okay.
This guy over here.
Is tonight 16 and a half over for amount of slices Shime's going to have for bar pizza or for his next golf outing?
16 and a half. That's two plus small pizzas today.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, you know, anything could happen.
I like the number. Yeah. I think it's a good
number.
Easy.
I think
you're
going to
have a bellyache.
Not great. Courtney, come on now.
And I would like to just throw down the gauntlet. Is that what you say?
Yep.
I will take on Shime at Woodland Golf Club, the date of his choosing.
Ooh.
Nine holes.
Ooh. Done. Okay. Whatever you want.
Wow.
All right. Pick the day.
And we can all go have dinner. I got my dad's number. We'll get it after.
Wow.
The match part two.
The match, yes. Numbnuts versus Pokemon.
Numbnuts versus No Nuts.
Yeah, that's
now,
right.
Another segment of the morning show. Oh, Shime, I'd really just like to thank you for the deep joy you brought to my soul yesterday with that epic meltdown. And when you couldn't hit it past the ladies' tees and started throwing clubs around, a solitary tear of satisfaction rolled down my cheek, into my mouth, and exploded on my tongue with a euphoria that I never knew existed.
Look at the bright side, Shime. At least everyone will forget that you couldn't beat out the Cathy's mashed potato recipe, which doesn't even actually have potatoes in it. Yeah, and you're really, really good at Pokemon, too. Of course, that's a child's game that's stupid and does nothing to contribute to society.
I guess what we're saying, Shime, is you really like getting spanked, don't you? I see you come back with your favorite artist, Bob Seger's Beautiful Loser.
That was pretty good.
That was good.
Hi, Courtney, honey. This is your father. Could you reach out to your coworkers for us and ask them to stop messaging me and your mother? This guy, Shime, keeps reaching out to us asking if we can help with his swing game. Even professionals like me and your mother can't fix his swing.
Oh, this might be a new character. Your father.
You know, I can certainly get behind any grown man going to the famous Chicago Field Museum to study the fossils of once living, breathing dinosaurs, because they were real. But Shime, going there to study the fossils of Pokemon? Shime, up.
I am confused by it. Like, where do the fossils, they're just making fossils of Pokemon?
Yeah, they create them.
Probably just design
probably
them.
Like 3D print them or something.
But what Pokemon died?
Well, so they were prehistoric Pokemon. Mm-hmm. There were some in each generation in every region. And so they have like the fossils of the Pokemon. And in the game, you have to collect the fossil and then bring it to this specific machine that can then revive said Pokemon.
That is next level nerdism at its best. You have to go to Chicago for an event.
Oh, yeah.
I give you credit for that.
What's your favorite fossil?
My favorite fossil Pokemon or the actual fossil?
No, fossil Pokemon.
Well, I would say probably Rampardos is probably my favorite. It's the evolved form of Kranidos, which is the one you get from the dome fossil. Mm. I think it's the dome fossil.
Might be
a skull fossil.
Tell me you've never been laid without telling me you've never been laid.
I'm engaged to be married. I don't know what you're talking about there, but I'm good to go.
I just wanted to thank you guys for helping me get through my day. Started off awful. Split off the road, hydroplaned a little bit, ended up in the woods. Oh, what's that? Shime, I found your golf ball.
That was a good one.
Also, it was ridiculous when you climbed down the stone wall because you thought you saw your
ball. I found that ball. It wasn't mine.
You thought you saw your ball. It was deep in the woods. It was like a 30-foot climb down to go and get your golf ball.
Yeah, I'm nimble. I like to climb. It's fun.
You got all the way down there, and it wasn't your ball.
No, it wasn't. It was just a random Titleist, unfortunately.
Oh, dear.
That'll do it today, Greg.
That's it? All right. Great job, as
great
always.
Sport this week, Shime.
Yeah, it's almost over.
Thank you. And you'll get to talk 40. To you can talk to Shime in person about his game tonight at Trading Post and tomorrow at the Lobster Trap for Roadshow number 2 in Bourne on the Cape. And Hill Notes are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Well, we got to get out of here and make our way to Old Cape Cod. What time is everybody departing?
I don't know. I'm going to go visit my best friend Allie in her new son, Ollie, okay. And then I'm going to hit the road.
Like 1:30? Right. I leave early.
Curtis, you leaving early or late?
3:30 or so from Needham.
Damn.
Yeah. I think there's a pool.
Indoor pool. Yeah, James and I are going to be cannonballing it up.
Okay, excellent. Maybe I will join you and jump in the white T-shirt.
He loves the cutest thing, guys. Greg called the other day to let me know about the story that may not be a story regarding Bill. And James had just got in the car. Before I could even say Greg's name, he just goes, "Hi, Greg."
He is the cutest, that kid. Unbelievable.
So he'll be down there. So he'll be signing autographs at the hotel at 5.
Yeah, I mean, maybe this is not a scoop or anything, but maybe good news for Bill Belichick. Or I guess it depends on how you look at it, but I was told by somebody very, very close to the situation, if you know what I'm saying, that there is no engagement, or at least none that has been shared.
Breaking Greg Hill reports.
No, please do not. Please.
But I mean, we were
that source will go dry as the Sahara.
There are so many saying, "I am leaving that be." Holy cow.
Courtney and I used to go back and forth on this one. I think he knows that he's too old to marry her.
Oh, no, I think that I still, even if it's not true right now, I think an engagement is coming.
I have a question. Really? Which is more likely? Not saying either is, but which is more likely? Bill Belichick becomes a father again, or he coaches in the NFL again?
Oh, coaches in the NFL.
Greg?
I don't think he's even, is it physically possible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
De Niro and Pacino both had kids, and they're in their 80s.
Yeah, men can procreate.
I feel like he's going to be shooting dust.
No.
Like.
No. And they just had them recently. Like, De Niro and Pacino had their kids within the last year, and both of them are, I think Pacino's like 84.
Yeah, I think it's more likely that he would coach in the NFL again.
I don't know. Wow. If Jordan wants it, I bet she can get it.
Wow.
She didn't get the boat renamed.
Imagine if we get news that, like, somewhere down the road, like, Bill's going to be a father again. Wow.
I don't think so.
Could you imagine the Jordan baby shower? Holy guacamole.
Man.
All right. Well, we'll see you tonight. 7:30 tonight.
Yep.
Trading Post. And tomorrow morning at the Lobster Trap for the second road show of this long road show season. Lobster Trap and Bourne, 6 o'clock. Rob Ninkovich with us. Slain with us. And hopefully you too. See ya. Now the time has come
for leaving. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.